Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric, I got to ask you this. Now, you're going to the Steelers game Sunday, right?
I will be there, yes, sir.
Any chance you might swing by Rivers Casino before the game, maybe lay down a shekel or two on that game or any other game?
There's always a possibility. Won't confirm or deny.
Will this make you – are you a sports bettor much?
No, I'm not.
Will this make you one?
No. I mean, you have opportunities to bet elsewhere, right?
Right. Now, a good friend of mine, Dom Lombardo, owns Domenico's Restaurant in Cranberry, where I hang out, and he knows the business a little bit.
Okay.
He thinks the only people that are going to bet at the casino are like newbies, rookies, people that might want to bet $10, $20, $50, that he doesn't think the serious gambler will go to the casino. And his point is, you have to put the money up front. You know, bookies use, they give you credit. The casino doesn't. So
Right. His
point is, who's going to walk around with $5,500 in their pocket, walk into the casino, put it down, and then if you lose, but if you win, you got to go back and pick it up. And then you got to pay taxes on it. I think he said it's over $1,000. If you win at a casino, you have to pay tax. So his point is, he doesn't think the serious bettor is going to change and use the casino. It's more like me wanting to go, oh, I'm going to go watch the Steelers. Let me put down 20 just to add to my interest.
So in the
nutshell, they'll still make it, but it's not going to change the nature of the serious gambler.
In the nutshell, why do something legally when you can still do it illegally?
Well,
other than getting arrested.
I think that's part of what, you know, people look at it as, you know, they don't want to do something dirty, like with a bookie or something. But I it's no longer dirty anymore to me, it doesn't seem.
You insinuated I'm a newbie. That's.
Well, no, I just ask you if you were a regular bettor. I mean, putting down the money up front is, I think, a big change for a lot of these gamblers.
Yep. But I think, honestly.
And the tax part of it is big, too.
Yeah, we won't even go there. But, I think it's so appealing, though, to people. It's become so commonplace. And I'm not talking about the real serious gambler. I'm talking about people who are just, it adds a little something to the games. That's what the NFL was, its popularity has been built on to a great degree.
Oh, no doubt. So, before there was legalized gambling.
So, I mean, if you're just hanging around, I can see a lot of younger people doing it. I really can. I think you're going to get a lot of these people who are young enough, or I should say old enough, to go into the casino, but that they're not the grizzled gambler type who've dealt with bookies over the years.
Did I read in a paper today? I thought it's some guy went in and bet 11,000 last night.
Yeah, on the Patriots.
And not on the Patriots, on the Chiefs. Oh, was it on the Patriots? Some guy bet a significant amount on the Chiefs last night, too.
Sorry
and lost.
To hear that.
So, but I mean, 11,000 or whatever, he's got to put that money up front.
It's walking around money with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's walking around with me. All right, Eric, thank you. Hey, I'll be eager to hear if anybody was at the casino yesterday. Yesterday, I guess, was the first day. Today's another sort of trial day, and I guess once if everything goes well, it'll be real full force tomorrow. I read the story in the paper today about saw on postgazette.com about how, you know, it's still a small area at Rivers that, you know, you're not going to be able to for a lot of people to get seats or tables there to watch all the games, see all the odds and everything else. But it's a start, and it seems like it's a pretty good start. I'm just curious if anybody went yesterday. If you were there, what you thought of it, how it went. Could you see yourself becoming more of a regular down there? Maybe if you're going to the Steelers game Sunday or, a Pirates game perhaps this summer, could you see yourself swinging by and making a legal bet? 412-928-9370. Or are you going to continue if you're a a guy that's wagered money in the past with a bookie, with you know, some offline, online, off place. Are you going to continue to do what you've done? Does it just make it easier for you if you're just kind of a like a new bettor and want to spend a few bucks to add to your enjoyment of the game? I mean, I think people are always more interested when they have at least a little bit of a cash interest in it. I used to like to bet football. I did, and wasn't very good at it, as anybody who knows my picks can tell you. What I should have done was just gone the opposite of what I thought. I probably would have won a lot of money. But I never, I stopped because I just couldn't afford it. And now, even with the casino, for the same reason, I'm not going to be going there to bet on a game. But I just was wondering if you might have gone yesterday or will go in the future. 412-928-9370. Let's go to John. Hey, John, welcome.
Hi, Ron. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, man. What do you got?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, first off, you got a wonderful mother.
Well, thank you. I couldn't agree more, John. Thank you.
My wife goes and my wife does her hair every Monday, but she always sends me something home to eat.
Well, we appreciate Bridget coming to do her hair, John. Thank you. I'll pass on your comment to her. What do you got for me, sports-wise?
The Steelers, you know, back earlier this year, the Steelers had it going pretty good for a while. And it seemed like James Conner was the focal point of the game plan. Running the ball quite a bit. He was a big part of the passing game. And it seemed like the Denver game, they got away from it. And they lost the game.
There's no doubt. He had four 100-yard games in a row, John. And they did get away from it. He lost a fumble. He had dropped a couple passes in Jacksonville. I don't know if that was a part of it. They feel like some of these pass plays that are very much like, and thanks, John, I got to move on. They're very much de facto run plays, these little quick screens, and they feel like those are just as easy, successful, safe as running plays. So they say some of these passes are a little deceiving. The percentages have been way lopsided in terms of pass versus run, and I think they would like to be able to run the ball this week against New England, but do you feel comfortable with Ridley or Samuels and not Connor, because it doesn't look like Connor's going to play? I just, when you win the game, if they'd have won against Oakland, no one would have complained about the pass-run ratio. Same thing in Denver. But they lost, and that makes everything subject to scrutiny. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Ron? I just want to say something real quick. I want you to listen. Don't cut me off because you're going to blow your top when I'm done. So I'll listen to that when I'm done with the conversation. There's one person who lives in the South Hills. He's got 5 championship rings, 3 NCAA championship rings, 2 Super Bowl rings. 4 of those rings are as a defensive coordinator. Tomlin makes the picks. Colbert makes the picks. You got a guy that's a defensive expert. You're too proud to call him. He probably should have been named the Steelers head coach years ago, but he wasn't. And I'll listen to you. Go ahead.
I have no idea who you're who are you talking about?
Well, I'm just going to say, if I say it, you're going to blow your stack. But Dave wants, that's the answer to the Steelers. Prayer.
Oh, yeah. He's really the answer, Mike.
Hey,
he did a great job at Pitt, didn't he? He really did a wonderful job there. The only success Wonstead ever had coaching was when he was down the arm right next to Jimmy Johnson. So don't tell me how great of a coach he is. He wasn't successful in Chicago. Won some at Pitt, was a good recruiter. I'll give you that. Never won anything here. I'm sorry. He is not the answer as a head coach. I'm not going to blow my stack, but it does kind of amuse me that people can rewrite history a little bit that way. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're up. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What do you got?
Good. Hey, I just went down to the casino yesterday to Rivers, checked out the sports.
What did you think? Did you like it? I mean,
actually, I it was pretty awesome, actually. You know, it wasn't too busy down there, so I can imagine, you know, Sunday when the games are going on, it will get pretty packed and it'll be tough for us.
It's not a real big area yet, is it? I mean, it's just in its infancy stages. I think it's going to grow, but I've been told there's not a lot of room there yet.
Yeah, it was pretty tight, but overall, though, it was a great experience. I wasn't betting much, just $10-$20 on some of the games, a couple NBA games here and there. But just having a drink and watching the games on the screen and just being able to throw some bets down, it was a good time.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, Chris. Thank you. I got to take a break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.